Dr. Olivero's dictated for April the 23rd, 2024. The first patient is Balbina Miranda. First name, B like in beta, Alpha Lima, B like in beta, I, N like in November, A. Balbina, last name, Miranda, M-I-R-A-N-D like in delta, A. This is a clinical case of a 77-year-old Hispanic female that is a patient of Mr. Gill, P-A. Gill is G-I-L-L-P-A-C. The patient is here for a follow-up of her condition. She has a known case of proteinuria. The most recent laboratory workup was done on March the 6th of 2024. The serum creatinine 0.85, the BUN 22, and the estimated GFR is up to 71. The fasting blood sugar was 123, and the hemoglobin A1C is down to 6.1. Interestingly, the most concerning part is that the protein creatinine ratio is close to 1 gram per gram of creatinine, which is a substantial increase compared to 434 milligrams that was determined during the visit on November the 28th of 2023. The patient remains in the same body weight. So the patient, according to our papers, is taking Farxiga. Whether or not she has continued this medication is unknown, and we are going to double check. A list of the medications has to be reconciled with the medications at home, and the family is going to call us in order to find out whether or not she's taking the medications as we have in the chart. Number two is the presence of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 155 over 54. The patient claims, again, that the blood pressure is lower at home. She did not bring the blood pressure log that we had requested. To the physical examination, no, there is no evidence of fluid retention. I am not going to change the prescription. This patient is advised to lose at least 5 pounds. The body weight has remained the same in £153 with a BMI of 29. Following number, hyperlipidemia, the patient is supposed to be taking pravastatin 80. There is a decrease in the cholesterol from 245 to 222. The LDL is 120, still elevated, and the HDL is 71. As mentioned before, the reconciliation of the medicines has to be done. And also, we have to emphasize the need for her to stay away from the commercial production of food, including chicken, pork, and red meat. To stay away from this, follow a plant-based diet with a low-sodium diet and a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. We emphasize that. Following number, this patient has a history of atrial fibrillation, she has a Watchman procedure. To the physical examination today, there is no evidence of atrial fibrillation by clinical findings. Following number, a coronary artery disease that is asymptomatic, the patient continues to take ranolazine, RANOLAZINE, 1,000 milligrams BID. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is oxygen dependent. The patient is not in distress. Following number, the patient is with a history of hypothyroidism. The thyroid profile shows that the TSH is 1.7, the T4 is 1.27, which is within the normal range. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The patient has a hemoglobin A1C of 6.1, that is commendable. Following number, the patient has anemia that is treated at the Florida Cancer Center. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months, and we are going to reconcile the medications and make sure that the patient is taking SGLT2 inhibitors that are a must in this particular case.